Tuesday, December 1st, 1970. Unfortunately, the President had a large gap in his schedule and kept me in for about 4 hours today. I did get all the backlog of scheduling information items cleared up. As always, we got back on political analysis. He's quite concerned regarding youth, especially because of a new Harris poll that shows us in very bad shape with the 18 to 20-year-old group. He mused over the reasons and the cures for the problem, wants our own poll, and a program to handle it. He saw Brooks and offered him the UN post, but Ed wants to stay on in the Senate. He saw Moynihan and agreed to put him on PSAC and to retain him as a consultant. We've worked out the parting amicably. We had something of a flap regarding the announcement of Governor Connolly to IAD, especially from John Tower. President is not pleased with this. He wants Connolly for 72 because we'll back it then, but we can't tell Tower that. He was not pleased with the leadership meeting today, mainly because of the lack of any enthusiasm.
Bryce thinks there's a White House Hill schism. The President just blames it on the Congress, or on the congressmen. He wants McGregor to take the lead in getting them to speak up for the President. He's obviously still very much absorbed in political and PR analysis and not really back on the track regarding basic government matters. He'll probably take a major crisis to revive the focus. The problem is that that can't come in the domestic area, and that's where he should be getting involved. It may just come in time. The basic problem is to get him interested in talking to other people on substantive matters. End.